From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. As of today, Utah has seen 806 positive cases of COVID-19, with 19 of those being visitors. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says only 10% confirmed cases are unclear on where they contracted the disease, and Utah's hospitalization rate is even lower. Dunn says social distancing is working, especially since the cases here are growing slower than in neighboring states. There have also been 4 coronavirus-related deaths in Utah. Arches and Canyonlands National Parks closed indefinitely on Saturday. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more on how coronavirus is affecting national parks in Utah.
The call to shut down tourism in Moab because of COVID-19 started in mid-March. That's when the region's 17-bed hospital sent a letter to Governor Herbert urging his office to clamp down on the thousands of visitors expected to visit the area. 2 weeks later, local government and public health officials had all asked for the parks to close. Lynn McAloon, with Southeast Utah's National Parks and Monuments, says the park closures are intended to prevent tourists from bringing in the virus from other areas or injuring themselves while recreating and needing medical attention.
The highest mission is to keep the local community safe with the most resources that we can have for them.
In southwest Utah, Zion and Bryce Canyon National Parks are still open, but precautions have been taken to preserve public health. Park officials say they're working with local, state, and federal governments, as well as public health departments, to monitor the risk. The Southwest Utah Public Health Department has more than 400 hospital beds in its district, and the department is not recommending park closures at this time. In central Utah, Capitol Reef National Park remains open too, with limited services for visitors. David Fox, KUER News.
Under the newly created One Utah Child Care program, essential employees in the state, like healthcare and grocery store workers, will soon have access to free child care. The program announced today is in response to the coronavirus outbreak that's closed down schools until at least May 1st. Tracy Gruber with the Utah Office of Child Care says at least 10 options will be available starting Wednesday.
We're continuing to onboard sites every day so that we can make sure that families serving our state's health and safety needs have access to child care.
The facilities that are participating in the program will remain open as long as schools are closed. The University of Utah announced today that all summer courses will be moved online. In a tweet, the university says that includes first and second session, semester-long courses, and all continuing education. The decision comes in response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. All of Utah's public colleges and universities have already canceled in-person classes for the rest of spring semester and moved courses online. They've also called off spring commencement. Starting today, Utah's technical colleges will also move to online instruction through the month of April. The U.S. rock climbing team trains in Utah, and it was set to make its debut in the Tokyo Olympics this summer. But now that the games have been postponed for a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the team's aspirations and hopes are on pause. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
USA climbing coach Meg Coyne says the team is taking the postponement in stride.
Obviously, health comes first.
But that said, it's also a real shakeup for the climbing team's preparation for the Olympic Games.
Athletes are scrapping training plans and trying to look at the next year of their lives in a totally different way.
And Coyne says, just like the rest of us, they now have to train while practicing social distancing. This means coaching over the phone and doing workouts at home. Think pull-ups and core exercises while hanging from a doorframe. But she says, at least for now, the team is at the top of their game. She hopes that doesn't change.
Of course, it makes you nervous to kind of be sitting on top and not want to fall.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Former Governor John Huntsman and Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox are essentially tied in Utah's gubernatorial race. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports that's based on a new poll published online today by Utah Policy.
The state's Republican primary is 3 months away, and 30% of Republican voters say they'd vote for Spencer Cox, and 27% say they favor John Huntsman. Former Speaker of the House Greg Hughes trails behind, with 12% of Republicans saying they'd vote for him. Cox has already qualified for the ballot by turning in more than 28,000 valid signatures. Huntsman still needs more than 11,000 to meet the threshold. Hughes is not gathering signatures and is banking on a nomination from the party convention to land him a place on the ballot. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.